One hand in the air if you don't really care. Two hands in the air if you don't really care. It's like that sometimes, I mean ridiculous. It's like that sometimes, it's shit ridiculous. One hand in the air if you don't really care. Middle finger in the air if you don't really care. It's like that sometimes, man, ridiculous. Life can be sometimes ridiculous. I'm so appalled, spawning, bald and Donald Trump taking dollars from y'all. Baby, you're fire, your girlfriend higher. But if you don't mind, I'ma keep you on call. We are but a law, we don't give a fuck about y'all. I got dogs that are
yo, we're back after like a month and a half hiatus.
It's been a minute.
Yeah. You know why I'm here.
I mean,
I'm on, Pat. No, no. You sure? Everybody on.
We all on.
Everybody on. So yeah, it's been a while since we talked to y'all. I feel bad. It's been like what, a month and a half.
I know y'all been waiting for us.
Yeah,
man.
About a month.
We've been waiting.
We've been getting text messages.
We got text
emails,
messages. We got emails.
Everything. It's like how you stopped after one episode. It's like, yo, we'll be back.
Cool. Yeah,
we'll be back.
We
you know,
promise.
We actually I had to go to Cali. That's what messed up everything because we started 1 week and then I had to go to Cali for work, and then I was there for 2 weeks. And when I came back, we attempted to record a podcast, but that one was just
let's
too
just
wild.
Say that podcast.
There was people on 100,000.
It was like 100,000.
It really fucked up some comments.
It was
too turnt.
We're back now, though, so what's everybody been up to?
Man, we've been chilling, you know.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. What's everybody been up to? I didn't even introduce everybody. First, we got me, of course, Westweather on Instagram, Twitter, follow me. Then we got...
The Seven God.
He changed his
Instagram my
name.
Instagram name because I'm viewing things from The Seven now, so...
Views from The Seven.
Seven G-A-W-D.
Follow. And
follow.
We got...
You know why I'm here, Jack King. I'm just here so I don't get fined.
And then we got the first time, Boucher.
Yeah, it's your boy, Chris Boucher. Here for the first time with the homies, man.
You're going to have
fun.
A good time.
It's
going to
be fun.
Yeah. He's part of Rich Gang now.
Yeah,
part of
Rich Gang slash Wolfpack.
You're ready. So let's get into it. I mean, what's everybody been up to? How's the weather been treating everybody?
Well, clearly the weather was treating you good while you was in L.A., but, you know, I'm not gonna be in here be a hater.
I was at the golf range and everything, getting my Tiger Woods on.
Ooh,
what?
Yeah, I remember. I seen that.
I seen that. Nah, but, so, I mean, it is what it is. What's going on in the world now?
Yeah, man, New York.
I mean, it's a lot of sacrifices.
New York weather.
New York weather
been hella annoying. It keeps snowing like every 3 days. I'm really tired of this. I'm tired of this winter. If this winter lasts any more months, man, I might have to actually get cuffed. I might have to actually participate in cuffing season.
Yeah, I mean,
I feel like this season's starting to feel a little permanent.
Yeah, and I've been on POF for a long time and
shooting.
Yeah, just shooting, trying to get some threes in, trying to get my Steph Curry on, but. Bitches like to curve and
hey, shoot.
Yeah, man, I need horses in my life, and this winter's getting in the way of that.
Now, winter's almost over,
man.
Though. We almost there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's about to be March. What's the first day of spring? March
20th? 21st. Yeah, man. I hope it feels like spring when spring come around.
You know, it's gonna take a little time to ease in.
Yeah,
you know how it is.
That's true.
I mean, it's almost here. The winter's over. I feel like we made it through the hurdle, you know?
Yeah.
We're right over the hump.
Well, nigga, we made it.
The rumor is that this was like the third coldest February in like the history.
Yo, it was cold.
Yeah, like this shit was real bad.
Yeah, windshield below 4.
Like I
crazy.
Got sick like 4 times this winter,
yo,
bro.
I didn't get sick.
Yeah,
yo,
I stayed brolic.
I didn't get sick.
I was Wolverine this
season,
bro.
Yeah, I got sick.
I was in the crib.
I was brolic.
Yo, and I never wear a jacket.
Shit made me appreciate
try,
when I
try
had a
doing
girlfriend.
That when you're not driving.
Oh, it's
yeah,
that's
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I trained it up.
What? But on some shit, oh yeah, I was trying to hit a Mardi Gras this year. I was trying to hit a Mardi Gras, but I ain't go to New Orleans. I ain't get to go down there, but
I definitely participated in Ash Wednesday. Ooh. Got my little ashes and shit.
Oh, wait, it is Lent.
Yeah, it's Lent.
Oh, back to this cold thing, too. Wait, Haitian, put Louis Mosquetti on your chest. You be good, son.
Louis Mosquetti solves everything, bro.
Shout out to all the Haitians, yo, for real. The Zoes. Everybody listening
to
Haitians. Shout out to y'all.
The Zoes. My Zoes.
Yo, it is Lent, though.
It definitely is Lent. Oh, wait. What's your sacrifice?
I just told you I forgot. Why you had to put me on the spot?
Oh, my bad.
That was a setup. That was a setup.
Blast. Whatever I choose, I'm going to choose it tonight.
Jesus is watching.
Yeah, it ain't too late. Never too late.
Jesus,
too
late. Take the
wheel. I chose no pork and one other thing.
I'll just pork?
That's not going right. to
be Yeah, something else is. Yeah, which no is pork. No pork.
I mean, I broke my lip already.
What did you give up?
Beating off.
No. Whoa. Hey, this is a real podcast.
I ain't gonna front, bro. I gave it up too. I'm still strong.
You know what?
My personality is real petty lately. I be at work snapping.
You know, call Lent.
You know when I call? When I go
Lent
on Instagram,
Jack.
I'll
Lent
see like
Black.
Mad different girls, and I just be like, and you know how you in the house by yourself? It's like 10 a.m. Just woke up. Feeling like the Hulk.
Mm-hmm. Got the rock.
I look at the phone like, gave it up, man. Gave it up.
Wait, you gave up the box completely?
No, never that.
I was about to say.
I want to
in
see.
Jesus' name.
I didn't break it, yo. And it's
going
good,
up,
though.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to give it up because I haven't done it since Lent started. Yeah, so I'm going to give it up.
And I feel so much better, yo.
You feel better?
I was feeling good.
I ain't gonna front. Like, I feel more focused. I feel more focused. Like, it's just like, all right, whatever things I have to do. If I got to get up at 7:45, I get up at 7:45.
Yo, usually. You know what, though? That shit really fucks with you.
It fucks with you,
because when I used to, like, if I would do it right before I go to sleep, guaranteed I wake up late for work next day.
Yo, that happens to me all the time. Because
you,
man.
Son, I'm not going to lie.
Because
after
it
doing
gives
that
shit, extra sleep.
That sleep be so good. Yo, it's like you have that, some sex, some good weed, and crazy drunk. Like,
yo,
that's the best thing.
Yeah,
you gotta save that shit for a Friday night.
Yeah.
Because if you do that shit on a Wednesday night, my nigga, you calling out the
next day.
I got 30 minutes late. I said, yo, train's fucked up. What you want me to do?
How about, all right.
My man, every time that shit happened to me, man, I tell my job, y'all got diarrhea. I'm not coming.
At least you told you. I got fired one time. Not
off of that?
Nah. Let me tell you. Let me keep it real with you. I did get fired, son. I got fired because that shit was fucking with me, right? It was like I just started this air conditioning job, right? And I had to be at work at 8 or 8:30. One of them shits. It's like 7:30. I'm in the bathroom, bro. I'm like, nah, I got to get this shit off. Got it off, all right. And they got me off, so it was a wrap. So now I'm over there. He's just like, yeah, you're late again, man. I was like, yeah, man. I don't know. I couldn't tell him, hey, listen, man, I was in the bathroom trying to take care of something.
Yeah, man. Yo, honestly, my new motto is, it is what it is.
Nah, it's real shit. You can't be a guy and say you never do shit like that. You know what I mean?
Anybody say that shit, they lying. Yeah, so they lying.
Yeah.
But what's his name? Dave just posted that meme, though, and I thought it was funny as hell. The one when... When you beat off right before having sex and you watch the bitch
make
struggle
yourself
trying to make you nut.
Trying to make you nut.
Yeah.
Yo,
that's
that
the
shit
secret.
That shit is the punishment, my nigga.
She be looking at you punishment. Like, is it me?
She like.
And
you
harder.
Know
when
they going mad.
Try harder work.
You see them start breaking sweat. They sweating and shit. They looking like they running track on your dick.
It's crazy how we was just talking about Lent and Jesus and God.
Yeah,
man. Human nature.
Yo, let's go.
At least you put God first, though. Yeah.
True.
Let's go to a different God.
But anyway, but sixth God. We're going to go to the sixth God.
No, we're not going to the sixth God. We're going to the other God.
Which God is that?
It's the 7-1.
Jesus.
Oh, wow. Here we go. It's about that time for Pat to go off.
Yo, I think this was the craziest release for Yeezys that there's ever been. I think this was worse than Yeezy 1s and 2s.
Yeah.
Well, the first Yeezy 1s wasn't that crazy. Or maybe because I wasn't really like that on it. Because
right.
I wasn't going to get them anyway. So maybe I wasn't that focused. But the ones that I was really trying to get were the Red Octobers.
Wait. First and foremost, we want to let the listeners know that we will definitely post a video of Pat not getting his Yeezys.
The video's
on
already up.
IG
yeah.
for y'all.
Photo,
and if
video
y'all
cred.
Looking for it,
yo, the video's
it's
already
on
up.
West Weather.
Yeah.
It's on my page right now. Go to my page,
it's
West Weather.
It's hilarious.
And then you'll see my reaction when I didn't get these Yeezy boosts.
The reaction
tight.
Is priceless, yo.
Priceless.
I was sick, and I didn't even know.
It's organic.
Shout out to the cameraman, Seven God, for that. I didn't even know he was recording. It was when he sent me the video after. I was like, oh, you caught that? And I was looking. I was like, yo, I was really tight.
Yeah, man.
But I mean, I said.
Man,
it
that
is
Adidas Confirm app don't work.
Yo,
it's
it
a
doesn't
pump
work.
Fake. I don't believe in the Adidas Confirm.
Yeah,
you
said
motherfuckers
it.
In social media is with this blue dress shit too. Yeah, I gotta stop, man.
Hold on. You know what though?
Fucking eyes are fucked up.
Did you listen to the Breakfast Club this morning?
Nah.
Yo,
shout out to the Breakfast Club.
Yo, shout out to the Breakfast Club. This nigga Charlemagne really be on his shit.
Shout out to that man.
So they were like basically, they just came up with that. What is it? White gold?
Yeah.
Or black and blue dress to get you distracted?
From
shit.
What?
So they said the Trayvon. Today
was Trayvon's anniversary.
That was, but honestly, bro, to be honest with you, I feel like
well, not today, but yesterday.
Yeah, I just feel like that's just like one person being petty and saying,
yeah, I know
oh,
that,
all y'all.
But
you know
if that's what their true intentions were, it's so crazy
because
it works.
It works. It works.
That's what's so crazy about
it. It works, man.
We live in an age of sheeple.
Yeah.
So
shout out to Seven God.
It's easy for people to become easily distracted.
It works. But honestly, I looked at the dress. The dress is blue and black to me.
The
dress was white and gold, bro.
Oh,
nah, it's
Harry.
Filtered. It was a filter.
Oh, no.
You know what?
I don't want no parts.
I'm not going to lie to you. Once I heard some witchcraft shit was going on, I didn't even really want to know what color it was.
Because
it was. I thought it was like,
shit.
Once you get it right, then it's like some crazy shit was going to happen to you. And I was like, I don't even want to get it right.
My nigga.
I was like, it's a red and black dress. just so
I posted up the ones. Wrong. I was like, yeah, we need to cop this white and gold ones
word.
Too.
With it to match. Wait, who's the lady though? I keep seeing. Who's
some lady from like Scotland or Ireland or
yo,
some shit.
Yo, that shit really blew my. I was looking. First, I didn't get it because I was on Twitter and I saw somebody post a dress and I saw like. Mad emojis of the crying face and people laughing. I'm looking. I'm like,
my sister sent it in a text.
Like,
my sister
what it
texted
was.
Me. She said, "What color is this dress?" I said, "It's blue and black." Fuck you asking. She was like, the emoji joint. And I was like, "Oh man,
it's one of those.
Is it not blue and black?" She's like, "People are thinking it's white and gold." And then next thing you know. That's when I went on IG, and I just seen, yo, everybody's talking about how this dress is blue and black or white and gold. I'm just completely tired, in all honesty. Because if I see it white and gold at any point, like if I look at that dress and it's white and gold, I'm going to just rip my eyes out.
Because
I've been seeing that shit black and blue for like 2 days. So I can't take it. I just can't take it. But in all honesty, I want to know what Drake's opinion is because he just dropped one of the most fire unnamed projects.
It's funny, a lot of
in
people
a minute, even... bro. Like I don't even know what that is. People saying it's an album. People saying it's a mixtape. I just don't know what it is. But there's a lot of like talk and rumors behind it saying that he kind of dropped that last joint to get out of his deal with Cash Money, Young Money. So. My thing is, I'm kind of laughing because imagine that bad handwriting on that cover of that album is actually a note to Birdman.
Right.
If you're reading this, it's too late.
Right.
Nigga, I'm out this deal.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that
yo,
would be kind of crazy.
Birdman seems like public enemy.
A lot of people, man. Rich Homie not fucking with.
Rich Homie?
Yeah, Rich Homie said, you know, he's drifting away. From Rich Gang. There's some incestuous shit going on over there, man. Lil Twist was the first one. He was like, this nigga, I don't know.
Yeah,
he touching people, whatever.
Kissing
niggas. He's kissing niggas in their mouth. Like, come on, son.
But he been kissing people in the mouth. He kissed Wayne in the mouth on that one picture way back in the day in like 06.
Listen, man. There's some shit that goes on in this world. You gotta understand. When it's Hollywood, any type of entertainment involved, people do the wildest things, man. they'll sacrifice. They'll sacrifice their character. I don't. You know. Well, that's another topic.
Yeah. But you know why we here.
I mean, why are we here for real?
Because I don't want to get fined.
Take the floor.
Because I don't want to get fined. Shout out to Marshawn Lynch taking a stand for that.
No.
Marshawn Lynch won the real
game. They played. I mean, I made some money off that game, but they really played Marshawn.
They played him. You don't think that call was some set? Like, wait, we're going to pass?
They played him,
man.
How you passing the 1 yard line?
You have the best beast running mode. Back.
Let's pass. That's a great point.
How you make that pass on 1 yard line?
Because you know, if he would have won, if he would have won, you know how.
He would have been
the post game interview would have been something.
He would have been like, he would have
said nothing.
So I don't get
and you know, he would have been on there. He'd have been like, so Marshawn, so how do you feel about winning the Super Bowl? Yeah,
I'm thankful.
He would have curved.
That would have been so.
They didn't want to hear that. I think it probably wasn't set up. Probably, oh, you know,
I don't
think it was rigged.
I don't know, man.
I think it was rigged.
I don't know. I was believing.
What's
that the
logic?
NFL,
yo, let's pass.
The
What's
NFL
the logic?
Was corrupt.
No, but he
NFL
he said
corruption.
What, he said his logic behind it. What he said was it was second down. There was still too much time on the clock, so they didn't want to run it in and score and give the Patriots back the ball with 19 seconds left on the clock.
Because it's Tom Brady.
It's Tom Brady, exactly. So they were planning on just running the clock out, and then maybe on third down, that's when they were going to run it in because they do have Marshawn Lynch in the backfield. So he just it was basically a throwaway play, and if it did work, we scored. But if
he
it
was
didn't,
better
oh,
off
well.
Taking a knee.
that pushes you back.
No, that doesn't.
Yes, it does, because the ball is spotted wherever your knee falls. Yeah. So it's like,
oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. Never mind. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Knee, you know?
Yeah. You're right. You're right.
Well, in all honesty, when that did happen, I was tripping, and I was OD texting everybody, and for some strange-ass reason, Bay was trying to look through my phone.
But that's for later developments. We're going to get into
this. I was like, why? Why are you trying to look through my joint?
Like, why are you trying to go through the look?
Why are you trying to look through my joint? Like, I want to know, though, like, how do y'all feel about Bay going through y'all phone?
Yo, honestly, all right, my thing is practice what you preach.
Damn.
That's how I feel about it.
Damn, bro.
How did we get here?
How you? Damn.
Yeah, we gotta go in the filing cabinet and get you know the drink out because he's pouring a big cup
because he knows.
Yo,
what is that?
What you just poured?
Incredible Hulk
one.
Shit.
All right.
Shout out to Kettle One.
This about to get interesting now.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna give a real short and sweet answer to this. When I'm digging my nose for boogers, right? I for the most part, there's nothing there. One day I might find something. A big old bloogie waiting. Damn. Same concept. You think you're going to find nothing. You're going to find. It might not even be something alarming, really, but it's something that you're not
going
to like.
Are you talking about going to your phone?
Yeah. It's going to be some chick, some coworker just hitting her, and you're just going to be like, who's this person? I haven't been introduced. So if you don't trust your person enough for them, for you not to look through their phone, then it's not real. It's not real love. It's not whatever, because trust is love, whatever. And you know what I mean? Yeah, it's real. Yeah, it sounds
that if
it's
you
true
go,
though.
If you go snooping though, like, because
you're ready
I
to
have,
find something.
Yo, you know what? I'm gonna tell you a story, right? But before I say the story, if you go snooping, if you find what you were looking for, you're only gonna go through Bae's phone if you suspect that they're cheating on
right.
you. You're not gonna go if everything's all good and dandy. You're not gonna go through the phone.
No,
because,
whoa.
So some people will.
Right.
Some people will.
Right.
Some people
just
will,
to make sure to see like why is this? It's probably too good to be true.
But
you know,
he's too on point.
Yeah.
For the most point, they won't go through your phone, right? So if you suspect something's going down, and you find out what you were looking for,
it's your fault.
Don't stay. One, it's your fault, so right. You can't be mad. But yeah, you can be mad because all right, if we're in a relationship, you're not supposed to be cheating on me. So it's. Technically, it is a gray line between it.
Mm-hmm.
But don't go snooping through my phone just to argue with me and stay in a relationship. If you're going to snoop through my phone, find what you need to find and get out. You feel me?
So wait.
So it's like why? All right. If you're gonna see something that hurts you, why are you going to go through my phone if you plan on staying with me anyway? You know?
Right.
If you see something, leave me. like, oh, you fucked up, you know? You don't deserve to be with me. I'm out.
You got to understand that women love crazy. Like, women love drama. That's why they watch soap operas.
Right.
They love being upset.
Talk shows.
Yeah, Scandal's the highest, you know, rating show, right?
Yeah, ever, they love shit? Being upset.
They,
you know,
like being the side.
Then,
let's be honest.
Like, there's this meme on the internet about women, right? And it says, after I'm done being crazy, I'll be like, now get back in here and love me.
Nah. Yo.
Accuracy.
Y'all been having a field day with that. Y'all be in whole relationships still complaining. But when you're single, you're complaining.
Dave got to be the most annoying, like, guy I know.
So. Why? What you say?
He's so annoying.
But nonetheless, that's just the thing. Like that's just how women
are.
Yeah, women need angst.
But
you
know
what
I'm
saying? Like, that's what keeps them going.
You know what? There's like there's a movement going on with guys now. There's a movement going on with guys who's tired of being nice. Trying to appease to people, especially these ungrateful 2015 bitches, man. Like, y'all can't even, Boucher put in, y'all can't even boil water properly. Yeah. Yes, season a chicken, and you wanna, I have to be all types of things just for you to get, just for you to say hi to me. I gotta be X, Y, and Z. What have you brought to the table yet?
What have you done for me lately?
Yeah, besides me wanting your box, what else? Mm.
Oh, you know what it is? This is the thing with females, right? They feel because there's like 30 niggas who want them. So it's like, out of those 30 niggas, why do I have to pick this nigga?
Yeah, why do I gotta... Yo, and why do I have to vet myself? You know
yo,
what I mean?
My ex deadass told me one point, like, because we were going through things, right? We was arguing. And Shorty really told me, she was like, yo, do you know how many niggas is hitting my phone every day?
Well,
you
so?
Need to get on your fucking shit
what?
Before you lose me. I was like...
Bye.
What?
Hey, wait. One time I was dating a girl that did that to me, and I showed her my phone.
Right.
Tears. Like, fuck out of here.
Yeah, man. Y'all think y'all to... Listen.
Tears.
Fuck out of here. Listen, y'all think y'all the only ones. You know, this bitch is hitting niggas' phones, so we just don't want those bitches. It's like...
It's not that we don't want those bitches. We're not gonna broadcast that shit, you know?
Right.
Because
true.
It's different. It's
true,
really
yeah,
different.
It really is.
Just because I got a Porsche in the
garage. Oh, no. This
just
because
I got
YouTube,
a Porsche in the garage don't mean I gotta drive it every
he was
day.
Like,
right. I got a Porsche.
Yo,
it's lit.
The perfect logic was a bitch could tell us, yeah, you know, I'm dating three other guys right now, and we'll still have the same amount of determination to go after them. If we tell a bitch we're dating three other bitches, it's friend zone for life.
Yeah.
Immediately.
And what's with the...
Nah, you're wildin'.
Wait, but how about this?
A bitch tell me she's dating three other niggas?
Some niggas will still actively pursue it.
Nah,
even
no.
If it's not
pursuing
to
do what?
Dating? To smash.
No. Oh,
yeah, like, which, nah.
Wait,
but
I, yeah,
it's
yeah,
nasty
yeah,
for
bro,
her.
I'd smash.
No, yeah. In all reality...
I'm falling back. Real
yeah,
shit,
nah, listen,
falling
listen.
Back.
Dating... Look, wait. Dating to a chick could be like, we just went out for whatever. You know what I mean? But they're when we say dating, they automatically assume...
Oh, you mean
fuck.
This... Like, that specific girl is having sex with three other guys?
No. Not even having sex. She could be like, yo, listen, I'm talking, whatever the case may be. I'm just... I'm dating.
You know
yo,
what? This is
no,
this is a topic.
No.
What is talking?
I'm good. Yo.
What is talking?
What
wait,
is talking?
Wait, we're
talking
gonna,
for
no,
a guy,
wait,
it's
wait,
fucking.
A
talking
girl,
for a girl, it could be literally
a
texting.
A girl saying she's dating three other niggas right now, like, while you're trying to talk to it, is nasty work. I'm good.
But
I'm
what is your intentions? If you're just trying to smash, it's,
no.
all, it's still all good.
It's not even about intentions. It's about standards
it's
and
not,
morals.
It's, not,
look,
it's about
bro,
standard and morals
words.
Now.
I'm going to
nasty.
We're going to
take this offline.
Here. We can.
I'm gonna
no, we can keep
and
it online.
And this is why the podcast is good, because it's like
keep
four
it online.
Different
I'm
guys.
Telling
you.
You
know what I mean?
I'm perfect. I'm good.
I'm
going to
chime in here.
I'm good.
Right? I'm gonna chime in.
Game
I'm
gonna
that's
in.
Nasty
I'm
work,
gonna
son.
I'm gonna chime
that's
in.
That's nasty.
In my opinion.
I'm not doing it.
In my opinion, a woman should just be able to do whatever she's doing.
She can.
But she's gotta be able to handle
me doing whatever
me
I'm
doing. Me
doing
whatever the fuck I'm doing.
That, but notice what I said. Remember what I said. I didn't say anything was wrong with that. Mm-hmm. But I said I have standards and morals, and me as a person, that's against it,
so
and
wait.
I wouldn't fuck with her.
So wait,
I'm
so
not saying there's anything wrong with
to
it.
Play devil's advocate.
What?
Do you date multiple people at the same time?
No.
Nigga, Pat really threw on his halo tonight, huh?
I don't.
Get the fuck all the way the fuck out of here. He's selling himself, ladies. He's like, I'm the fucking good guy.
Yo.
Fucking good guy back. Good
going back to good guy back. What is talking?
All right, wait.
First, I need to play something. Wait. Somebody sent something to me earlier.
Yeah.
That was the truth. I don't know his name on Instagram.
His name is the Iggy Show.
The Iggy Show.
Yo, shout out to the Iggy Show.
Shout out to
Iggy
Show. And he said something so
real. This is what he said.
Yeah.
Hold on. It's coming up.
Every day we don't just text. We talk. And if you tell me that we're just texting, I promise you I will never text you again. And I'm gonna text your friend right after that. And please don't tell her that I was trying to talk to you when you told me that we were just texting.
My so man, hey.
I'm gonna run that back for you. Basically,
what he said was, if I text you every day, and then
you tell me we just texting.
That's real shit.
Shout out to the Iggy Show.
Shout out to the Iggy Show.
Wow, that was real.
That was real shit.
You know what?
Because girls do that.
Because girls, they like to.
It's the competition. You know,
they don't want to give. They don't want to give themselves to you, but they don't want nobody else to have you as well. Yeah. So they like to hate. They like to hate. You know, the hate is real.
So in all reality, not low. I just feel like, yo, if a woman wants to date multiple people.
By any means, go ahead.
She's gotta be able to deal with you dating multiple men. I mean, whoa, my bad.
Whoa.
This kettle one here, man. You need to stay off this kettle
she's
one.
Gotta whoa. Able, she's gotta be able to deal
headliner.
With you. Headliner. She's gotta call, be able to deal with
out.
You.
Yo, that was a headliner.
Dating multiple
Maybe
women.
Separate podcast. Rude
fish, man.
My bad. It's my bad, but yeah. She should be able to deal with you dating multiple women. You know what I'm saying? If she wants to be in a fire, she's got to be able to deal with the fire.
I mean, in a utopia, yes, but that'll never work out.
Of course it won't, but you know what I'm saying? She's got to eat
it. Because what happens? Emotions tap in, and they be like,
yeah, hold on, man. Wait, what's up with this? With the, you have sex with a girl, and then now it's like your borderline boyfriend. You know what I mean? It's babe.
It's some girls, not all girls.
Some girls. But then it's like...
Because...
But you know what? That's part of your fault.
Natural order of things. No,
it's part
I heard it's my fault. I heard that. It's my fault because it's said...
You should be able to tell...
You got to set the tone for your horse.
Not only... You should set the tone from jump. And also, you should be able to read somebody and know, like, okay, are you a clingy girl? If you're clingy... Then I knew what I was getting myself into.
But you
because
got clingy horses out
if,
here. Just
if you, say, you know what? You know what? All right. There's girls who were clingy that you don't even know until after.
After the fact. Because a lot of girls hide that away because they know it's a natural. It's
like same way. Same. But it's double advocate. Devil's advocate because same way niggas hide their true intentions until they fuck.
Right. Listen. Okay. Let me make this a little easier for women then.
That's not all.
I'm going to make it a little easier.
Now you got your halo on?
Naturally.
I got a halo?
I'm asking you.
I don't got a halo.
Seems like it.
I don't have one.
Naturally, our first thing, okay, if we're building a house, right, the way women build houses, they build from the top to bottom. We got to be good looking, smart, funny, whatever. Maybe then we'll have
money,
sex with you.
You gotta have
we
money.
Build from ground
it's all
up,
about
which
the
is
motherfucking money.
We want, yeah, and money. Money's got to be top. It's the roof.
I don't even
then,
like that
yeah.
song, but
shout out to Manolo Rose.
Shout out to Manolo Rose.
So in all honesty, bro.
But when guys build, we build from bottom up. We want box first, and then if you cool. You know, it's other things we take into consideration after we done had the box. And if you cool, we wife. But the way y'all operate is we got to be all these other things. It's a vetting process. We got clearance for that, clearance for this. All right, now I could toss him some box. Unless you out there, unless you just angry. I feel like girls that just let you smash and mad quick, whatever. You just tight. You just trying to copy, man. Be like, yo, we could do it too.
Yeah, it's like if you're going to be a girl, be a girl. Don't try to be a guy. And then when you get called a hoe, you a hoe. You, You a hoe.
Yeah, there's double standards in life. You know what I mean? If a guy gets raped by a girl, this shit is a joke. If a guy does that to a girl, it's fucking critical.
Yeah.
There's double standards in life. Let's accept it.
Yeah.
I never met a female sex offender.
I never even heard of it, honestly.
In all honesty, there's two things. There's two things I never heard of. I never heard of a female sex offender, and I never heard of maximum wage. We got minimum wage.
Yeah, right? Why is there no maximum wage, right? My nigga. But
like
yo.
A cap on, yeah, that's like, real shit.
No, but look.
My niggas can make unlimited money.
But back to the talking thing, though. I think that's what the people want to know.
Yeah, what is talking? What is talking? I feel like talking is if you on the phone with her for more than an hour per day or at any point in time.
Texting too. Because nowadays everybody just texts.
Yeah.
What do people rather? Texting or phone calls?
I'm a texter. I hate FaceTime. I hate FaceTime.
Cheaters
rather somebody texting. So crazy.
I'd rather
recently.
FaceTime when I have a haircut.
I love technology, but
I'd rather phone.
I'd rather be on the phone because I could text you something, you completely take it out. I could really be just joking, and you think that I was being serious about something, and now it's, you know, or he's thirst about this or whatever. Whatever the case may be, it's just that, all right, I was talking to this one horse, and she just got upset at me or something, and I was like, yo, you see, this is your problem. She was younger than me, whatever. I was like, this is our generation problem, like. Y'all rely too much on this fucking
how
unconventional
old was she?
21.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I asked that because not to cut you off because everybody's in awe and going so crazy about Kylie and Tyga. Like their age difference. Like what's the lowest age you would date?
Okay. This shit might fuck a lot of people up.
Honestly, all right, I'll give you my opinion first.
Okay.
If you're in college,
thank you.
You're old enough to get touched.
Whoa.
Yo, you know what my brother said? You know what my brother said?
Nigga, Pat said after 12 is lunch.
After 12 is lunch. After 12 is lunch.
If you're 12 years old and you're in college, right. You're a baby genius.
But
clearly.
I'm speaking from my perspective at my age. I'm not saying if you're 40 years old,
yeah,
you could date
on.
A girl
it has
in college.
To be like realistic.
Right now, I'm
yeah.
speaking from my age. Them if you're in college right now, you can get touched.
We still
that's
at the age where we can date college women. And it's
exactly.
Like, with the mentality of college, you're prepared for, it's a step above school almost. You're like kind of prepared for the real world, but not minus the bills and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
So you know what time it is.
And Amara had said that, Amara who's not here today, unfortunately, she said that.
Flop Grover.
Don't do that.
Flop Grover.
Colin was supposed to be here too, but Colin's not here. Maybe
Colin
next time.
Just flew back.
But
Colin
she
just
said that.
Back to
like, Colin just came back. Yeah, he just came back from Cali, so can't blame him.
Yeah, yeah.
But Amara said that she feels like Kylie's 17 years old. She's not like mentally mature enough to deal with the 26 year old. And I said that was bullshit.
No, she's right.
No.
Because there's 23 year olds, there's 24 year olds, there's 22 year olds who's not even ready to deal with a 26 or 27 year old.
But there's 27 year olds not even ready to deal with.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
just be real.
I remember when I was in school, there were girls my grade, sophomore, juniors getting picked up by old ass nigga.
Wait, I'm gonna put you out there, Shamika.
Too, right?
Wait, Shamika from MQH.
Yo,
so
but
I'm
wait, saying, but like,
you
but
was
wait.
Really nasty.
It's been going down for mad long.
But wait.
Now
shout out to that Shamika girl,
a big
man.
Deal
man.
About it.
But wait. But Drake. But Drake at least once per album or project talks about a girl in college.
Exactly. And how old is Drake?
And Drake's like 26.
And does anybody say anything
to
about
call
it?
You on your birthday.
Legit. Yo, in that new song with Future,
Truffle Butter?
No, Drunk and Fuck.
Oh.
When he was just talking
we
about the
just
girl
wanna jump and fuck.
Yeah, that song. When he was just talking about
the girl in college. Shout out to her.
Like, come on. It's
oh,
been
yeah,
going
on. When
now.
Drake was saying, yeah.
He was like, Villanova, how was your last semester? I don't want to talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't want to
talk about
that.
I don't want to talk about the extra credits. Like, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah. Drake out here.
It's been going
yo,
down.
Man. Yo,
the
watch your girlfriend
now.
If she in college.
Yeah,
tell her drop out.
Drake
but real talk, them college girls is the best, man.
Yo, yeah. That is the best. Was some college of the best was the years. Best years of my life.
I appreciate college I can't girls. Say that.
I can't.
It was so
my high school years is crazy.
My freshman sophomore year were the best 2 years of my life. Junior year started diminishing, and then senior year I got wiped up. So
yeah, I got wiped up.
I got wiped up senior year. So my senior year was dry.
Second semester of junior year, my freshman year I got wiped up. My dad, he even called me. He was like, "What are you, dumb?" He was like, "Yo, why are you in a relationship?"
Your dad told you that?
My dad told me that.
Wow.
He said, "Yo, listen, this is nonsense." He's like, "Get rid of her."
Yo, my freshman
right.
year,
he was right. She was crazy.
My freshman year, I was a hoe.
And sophomore year, I went in. I went Temple University. Year, I love you forever, yo.
My sophomore year.
Oh, wait, you told my college.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah my sophomore year, high first oh, half, my I was a hoe again.
My high school years was dry. I ain't gonna front.
I got a joint that I was messing with my freshman year. She locked up now. Shout out to her.
Hopefully she locked up. Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
You put money in the commissary.
Set it up.
You call her?
Do your bid, girl.
Yo, is she still
bid.
Locked up,
Queen
though?
Queen Latifah?
I don't know.
You call her?
But she supposed to be doing fat time.
You think she got them Queen Latifah braids in there?
She probably do. But I heard she in there braiding hair, so she catches. She getting
yo,
money.
She getting sodomized.
It's real
you
in
know
there.
Saying? Anywhere you go, man. You know what I'm saying?
Gotta get that.
You gotta get that paper.
I never want to experience that, man.
What Jay-Z said? I sell ice to water.
Ice to water.
Yeah. He said I sell water in hell. Yeah, he said some
baby,
shit.
Baby, I'm
like
a
that.
Hustler. I sell water to a whale.
Yeah,
some shit like that.
Yeah, Jay-Z. You know
shout
man.
Out to Brooklyn, man.
Brooklyn keep taking it, man.
But yeah, on some shit though about this Drake project.
Yo.
What's your favorite track?
About this Drake project.
Everybody listening. I don't care if you a gangster, you pussy, whatever. Everybody from
like I.
Everybody
I,
listen to that.
Like I'm probably the biggest Drake hater in our crew.
Wow.
But no, you didn't even let me finish,
okay,
dog.
All right.
Damn. But I told everybody why I hated Drake, and I'm not gonna disclose it right now. But I told everybody, and they understood why. But like now, since that's over with, like I can really embrace the guy's music. I still don't like him as a person. I feel like he's corny.
Yeah,
but
he is a corny motherfucker.
His music, very you corny. Can't deny his music. Son.
So I have a homegirl who loves hip hop. She's like knee deep in hip hop. And she basically said when she listens to Drake, she feels like he's acting as a rapper. Like he's
not
was
a real
acting
rapper.
On Degrassi. So this acting thing is another role.
But his acting days are over.
I mean, but look.
That's what he said.
Rap nowadays, it can't be perceived as like.
But
the,
rap is performance.
It's
art.
Yeah, it's ooh, anybody could really do it now, son.
Not
I'm about
anybody.
To start listening to Chance the Rap.
My nigga.
I watched his interview.
Macklemore was a rap teacher. Like, he taught people how to rap before he was rapping for money.
You know what? But you got to remember, Macklemore was rapping for a minute. Nowadays,
yeah,
you
years.
Just need that one song.
But you don't know what that one song is.
That one
person.
Song was Thrift Shop.
Yeah, but to that person, you don't know what that one song is. You don't know how long they've been making one song for.
No,
that long.
But
and then that one
he's
song
been making music, though.
That's what I'm saying.
And then he made Thrift Shop, and it blew up.
That's
and
what
then
I'm saying.
That brought him into the scene.
But you can't say it's one song. On
but
some,
but what I'm saying is that now it takes not all it takes nowadays is one song
oh,
to get
true.
Your name buzzing.
That's true.
That's what I'm trying to
I
say.
I stand corrected, but nonetheless, I feel like this Drake project. Like, I'm actually scared of what Views from the Six is gonna be like.
When does that come out?
That I don't know, but it comes out this year, supposedly.
October, maybe.
Hopefully, that would be crazy. But nonetheless, like, he's really coming into his own, and if he's really out of this Young Money, Cash Money deal, and he's on his own, doing
like,
his
like
own
that.
Publishing,
is he,
everything.
Is he really
on
trying to get
OVO,
out though?
I think so.
Remember the Drake, like the So Far Gone Drake, and
man,
what was the
legendary
other one,
So
Far Drake,
Gone
and
Comeback Season,
yo.
Oh man,
those are classic Drake,
classic
yo,
joints.
Like he makes music for everybody.
He does. He
like,
does.
Everyone.
And it's like his artistry is very, very different. You know what I mean? He's out here, changing the way people look. At music, the
but,
way people listen
but
you to
know what?
Music. You
I really,
know what
I really want to say this because I think this, like, I think a lot of people need to hear this. That Drake shows that you don't have to be the cliche rapper. You don't have to wear a lot of jewelry.
You don't have to have guns.
You don't have to have guns. You don't have to point and make that gun symbol as if you're shooting somebody.
Think, yeah, the Bobby
Smurda. You don't. Yeah, but no offense to Bobby, you feel me? I fuck with, you know what I mean? I like their whole movement, Bobby, you know, Roddy and all that. Shout outs to them. But
yes,
I just feel like,
it down.
Right, I just feel like you don't need to be that kind of rapper. He shows that the man just, what is he, like a ambassador for the Toronto Raptors?
Yeah,
like,
man.
Come on, son. You feel me? Like, you don't.
I think, and yo, he's not 30 yet.
He's
just
showing, yo, you
not 30
yet. And that's just
life. He just started.
Yo, people will accept you more when you just yourself,
just
man.
Who you are.
Like, just embrace yourself. People think they gotta just be some type of way or some, you know, they gotta fit a mold.
Yeah, that's
or something.
That's what I get. He is who he is, but he's still fucking corny.
Yeah,
but sometimes I feel.
But he
sometimes
tries to imitate though.
Sometimes I feel like he
why
is,
you gotta
he
hate?
Is, he isn't what he is though. Sometimes, like when he talk about like in what's
this
it?
This song? Like when he was dissing Tiger, was it Energy?
Not when he was dissing Tiger in Energy when he was like when you run up on me, nigga, we gonna see.
We gonna
like,
see.
Come on,
yo,
nah,
wait.
You got goons. Awesome.
He has goons.
He has goons for that.
Has
but,
goons.
But he's talking.
Nigga?
He's talking as
if he's,
about
gonna
do something.
Yo, but my nigga,
that's what I don't like.
For my nigga, he's
like.
Gonna he's gonna make the command.
Yeah, like nigga, like a real boss. A boss never gets his hand dirty.
Yeah, he's gonna make the command.
Lieutenant's under,
you know,
privates out to get
shot. You see the president of the United States, nigga, in Syria fighting ISIS.
Yeah, that's like saying, yeah, Obama not soft. He like Obama, like get this nigga Osama.
Yo, my nigga, send it to Obama.
Did he black this out?
Did they just compare Drake to Obama?
I didn't make
Obama's.
You did.
Listen. Obama ain't the toughest guy, but he'll get you out of here. He got Osama.
Most presidents of the United States aren't military commanders.
Yeah, George Bush did not fuck around.
My nigga, they're not military commanders.
George Bush,
but
yo,
they
9/11 happened.
I just want you guys to realize you're comparing Drake to POTUS.
That's the literal aspect.
That's what you're doing.
Not on a literal aspect. I'm talking about on a conceptual aspect.
Yes, physically we know. Listen, you take away the goons, the bodyguards, of course he's going to get washed.
Yeah, he's not.
But he's in a position of power where he don't have to put himself
because
he got troops.
Because what I heard, he's ducking a lot of fades.
Look, even 50 don't mind. 50 don't mind getting
I'm
going to
tell you right now.
He's ducking a couple fades.
I'm going to tell you right now. All the people that got beef with Drake would not shoot a one-on-one fair one with Drake.
But they tried to, and Drake's ducking the fade.
Who?
I don't know who wanted the fade with Brown.
Breezy tried to shoot
the
fade.
You talking about the same nigga, my Lamborghini roll with me.
Well, Puffy
nigga,
smacked the shit
about,
out of him.
You're talking about the same nigga
Tiger,
that beat up Rihanna.
Tiger,
he want to fight Drake.
Yo,
Tiger,
but listen.
Tiger called him out for
call.
The fade.
Yo, Tiger's
he's
a little.
He's ducking the fade.
Call.
But he's
Tiger like
fade.
5'4".
So
he's not fighting
so
Drake.
So why won't he shoot
Drake?
He's call.
Talking.
So why won't
Puffy,
he shoot
him? Puffy smacked Drake, though.
Puffy is the only real guy. He's the only real
yo,
guy.
Honestly.
Because Puffy really
he's
about
not
that
real.
Life.
I don't
know.
Honestly.
Yo, P. Diddy's
honestly,
about that life.
I'm going to be real. I don't know about Tiger, but I think Chris Brown will wash
Chris Brown
Drake.
Is
yeah,
not
Chris
fighting.
Brown.
I think
Chris
Brown
will
wash
fight.
Him. I think he would wash
Chris
him.
Brown.
I'm not going to be a hater and say
disturbed,
Tiger
man.
Would
like,
wash him too,
disturbed,
but I think
craziness.
Chris would wash him.
Yo, in all reality, bro, in my opinion.
You could tell.
Even
when he pretends
I think
to be happy,
Chris
he's
Brown.
Like, he's
Chris Brown went to jail. When he went to jail,
Chris,
they showed him love because he's Chris Brown.
Nah. He wasn't. He was.
Yeah,
he was in a box.
He was in, and he was
in
a box.
He was in a box. He wasn't out there.
He got love.
Yo,
and now he think he tough.
Chris Brown,
but Chris
wash
Brown's
him.
Not fighting, bro. He's been dancing since
yo,
like
nah,
nine.
Don't, but Chris, don't sleep because a nigga dance.
Don't
I mean,
don't
man,
sleep because a nigga light skinned
and
he dance and he sings.
And he's light skinned.
Yo, this nigga Chris Brown will wash him like Mayweather about to wash Pacquiao.
Ooh, nah, that's, come on,
he would do. He would. It would be a massive.
Yo. If anybody got any bets, please send them bets over.
Yo.
To the podcast.
Oh, yeah, please
send them to the podcast.
We will shout you
at
out.
And we will gladly.
All the Pacquiao fans.
Any Pacquiao fans.
Put your
fans,
money up.
And we will gladly
put
like to separate this
money. Up.
Four
and
ways
I,
right
yo,
now.
I have no limits on these bets. So whatever you want to bet.
10 racks.
Let me know.
20 racks. 50 racks.
It don't matter. It's a payday
racks.
For me.
Name it.
Because Pacquiao is not winning.
50 bands, 100 bands.
You want to know why Pacquiao is not winning?
Why?
Because first of all, they're saying that in order for Pacquiao to win, he has to knock Mayweather out, which is bullshit. Because they're saying that, oh, Mayweather's the favorite. Well, Mayweather's going to beat his ass regardless. But they're saying he has to knock him out. If Maidana didn't knock Mayweather out, Nobody's knocking him out.
Well, you can't what? Compare Pacquiao to Maidana.
Yo, no, but what I'm saying is that Pacquiao doesn't punch as hard as Maidana.
He doesn't, but Pacquiao is an excellent boxer, bro.
I'm talking about knocking out right now, though. Yeah, I'm not talking about, like...
I'm saying that he can.
No.
But Marquez left Pac-Man sleep.
Yo, sleep. That he's still asleep.
He's still asleep. Accurate.
He still ain't wake up.
And Mayweather yo, handle he's Marquez.
So, he's so asleep that he had to fight a lightweight after that to beat a lightweight to get his confidence back up. He still sleeps, huh?
Yeah. Marquez ain't no weak nigga, man. He drinking no fucking piss.
I'm not
going to
sleep on Pacquiao. I'm not going to sleep on Pacquiao. Because Pacquiao's Pacquiao for a reason.
All right, but still.
Yeah, Pacquiao is pretty nice.
He's. I'm not gonna front. He's nice, but.
He's real.
I think if this fight happened, like, 4 years ago, maybe Pac-Man would have won.
Nah, still, because you got to remember Mayweather was still Mayweather 4 years ago. Yeah. He was still nice.
Yeah, but you
yo, Mayweather was fighting people 10 years younger than him and busting their ass.
Pac-Man was
look,
knocking remember, niggas out.
You gotta
like,
remember,
it was
4 or 5 years ago, Mayweather didn't have a real fight.
What?
Nah, he did. Hatton. What? Hatton was real.
He Ricky fought Hatton. He fought Marquez. He fought
De La Hoya.
He fought Cotto. He fought Mosley. De La Hoya. He fought
nah,
Mosley.
He fought old De La Hoya, though. He fought a retired
come
what?
De La Hoya. Nah, come on.
Yo, he fought,
he
what's his name?
He didn't fight prime De La Hoya, bro.
He fought prime Zab Judah and handled him.
Come on, it's,
yo.
Yo, come on, Zab Judah
Zab
trash.
Judah was, yo, he was fought, nice at one
no,
point.
No, he wasn't, bro.
Come on, stop.
We just support Zab Judah because he's from Brooklyn. Come on, man. You see, you had to finish my statement for me. You had to finish my statement for me, man. Like, on some shit, man, you know Zab Judah's not that nice. Zab Judah's not even better than... Zab Judah's not better than Pacquiao. Zab Judah's not better than a lot of people, bro.
Oh, so of course you, not, yeah.
Come on, there's a lot of people because
you said he
here.
Didn't have a real fight
come
before...
Come on, that's what I'm saying, Pacquiao. No, Mayweather didn't have Mayweather. A real fight yet.
Yeah.
So now he has a few real fights under his belt.
No, he's had it before 4 years, man.
All right.
Maybe
I'm a doubter.
Mayweather just fought Maidana twice. Yeah,
he did. And those were his two real fights, in my opinion.
So Cotto wasn't real.
Cotto?
Yeah, Cotto wasn't real.
Cotto got off.
Yo, mix. I can't remember dude's
even
name.
Canelo.
Yo, Canelo
that
could
was a
not
real fight.
Touch him.
That was a real fight.
He couldn't touch him.
That was a real fight.
At a catch weight. Come on.
That was a real fight. That's what I'm saying, but these are recent fights.
Who,
5, 6 years ago, he was not bodying Pacquiao.
What's the 24?
I don't know. It would have gone to decision.
Ortiz. He fought Ortiz. Come on.
How long ago was that?
That was like 2 years ago.
I'm talking 5 years ago.
He would have lost, but that would have been a good
it would have been. It would have been a close fight.
It would have been a close fight. That's what I'm saying. So now today, May, what is it? May 2nd? The fight is May 2nd?
Oh, yeah, it's May 2nd.
Pacquiao might not win.
What?
He might not win.
All right. Yo,
but no, my money's on Mayweather.
My money's
way.
On Mayweather, honestly. But
either way.
But speaking of Mayweather.
100 racks on Mayweather.
Speaking of Mayweather, people looking at Mayweather. You know why people don't like Mayweather? Because of his arrogance and his flashy lifestyle.
Well, if
that's
you main, undefeated,
it, you deserve to be that way.
Listen,
but
man.
Now,
you never lost. You fought 49 times?
48 times.
48
times.
No,
47 times.
It's
about
not
to be,
even just
he's about to be 48 and
47
it goes,
times
it goes
and you
beyond,
never lost.
You deserve to be cocky
arrogance.
And arrogant and flashy. All this money you
but
making.
I ain't going front. What happened to that other man that was cocky?
Who?
Adrian Broner.
A.B.
I
didn't
want to
name
boy.
No names.
A.B. different, man. He A.B. under... I don't know what happened A.B. with
A.B. wanted to beat him so bad. That's what happened when you're not yourself. You
yo,
the yeah. other niggas so
and,
bad.
And, like, he started fighting like Mayweather. Like, his whole stance, like, the shoulder
he
roll,
too
he
flat
started
foot,
doing...
though.
Yeah, like, A.B.
That nigga don't
and
move his feet
I think
at
he
all.
Underestimated Maidana, too. Maybe that's what happened. But what I was trying to get to is, like, because some people think that... Oh, just because you have a lot of money, it doesn't mean you're happy, you know? Like, does wealth really equal happiness?
I think it True. Opens up opportunities for happiness. Like, nobody wants to be a broke motherfucker, man. I don't care what...
Like, nobody wants to wake up, like, worrying about money every day, you know?
Yeah, like, that's...
I'd
rather be rich and miserable than poor and miserable any day of the week.
I think happiness is you just being happy with what you have, like... people really don't realize what they have in their lives. So because they don't realize what they have in their lives, they're sad. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I think you gotta really. I think being, well, not having a lot of money make you see what your blessings are, and then when you do have money, I think you have to come from almost humble beginnings to experience full happiness. Because if you come from a lifestyle where you've just been introduced to flashy shit your whole time, you won't really know what. You won't appreciate it. You won't know what had to happen for you to even have access to those things. So it's like if you really started from the bottom,
now we here.
Then it's lit. You're gonna be happy because it's like, yo, I came from shit. You know.
In all reality, there's people out there that do start from the bottom and still they got.
That's still all that success still not happy. You know what? My philosophy teacher, he was like, yeah, Mark Zuckerberg. Don't be surprised if he don't kill himself, like, in his mid-30s or whatever. And I was like, why would you say that? He was like, because he already accomplished his life mission.
Now, yeah, it's like,
what's ain't gonna life? Be no more Facebook. It ain't gonna be Facebook too.
Yeah,
like he did life? What he was called on this earth to do.
But I just feel like,
but it's like you find other things, you travel.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like it's levels. Like it's like once you set a new standard for yourself, you're like, all right, now it's time to set a new.
That's why
standard.
I think like Kanye's struggling as much as he.
Yeah,
is
because with. He's seeing a new like he's plateaued.
Yeah,
so he's and like he's yo, trying to hit
the next.
Thing.
He's chasing the next high.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And, you know, on one end, it's like, so what I think is, I think everybody goes through it, but because we have a magnifying glass on Kanye West, you know what I'm saying? We're watching it happen to him.
I know there's been, yeah, exactly. That's how come, like, people are like, oh, well, he just shut up and stuff. I understand him because, listen, especially when you're in corporate America, how much you're, your ideas, you're putting this, you have a glass ceiling and you put in this box and you really can't get your ideas off the way you want it to get off. And you know, people marginalize you. And I feel him to a degree. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but the thing
but
is, I
it's
feel
just
like
his approach is because at the end of the day, the universe, people operate off likability. If nobody fucking likes you, you could be a genius person. They won't want to work with you fully.
I think at the end of the day, it's really about patience. Like Michelangelo said this. He said, "Genius is eternal patience," right? And that's really where genius lies from. You know what I'm saying? Like genius isn't, oh, I'm the smartest motherfucker in the room. It's really, I'm the dude that's going to keep trying until it gets right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like if you look at Thomas Edison. Thomas Edison.
Who was that? Socrates? I know because I know nothing. There's something along those lines, yeah.
Like Thomas Edison. Thomas Edison made electricity. He created the light bulb. And basically, he tried like over 10,000 times. 10,000
Word, you got to keep plugging away.
Like, I don't even think I stroked 10,000 strokes in sex in my whole life. My nigga, like, he tried more than I've stroked.
Word.
You know what I mean?
That's a lot of strokes.
That's a lot of strokes. So in all reality, bro, you know what I mean?
That's a lot of horses, man.
That's a lot. But you got to be patient. You know Speaking, what I'm saying? Like, Kanye was blacking on Zane Lowe, like, 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, but did you saw the new BBC interview, right?
But now he's...
Because
now
he's he realized his mistakes, though. He realized, like, yo, I know what I am, but me telling you I know what I am is not going to help my case, you know?
So let me show you
so
what
let
I
me
am.
Show you instead of talking. So it's like, I guess that's the approach you just got to go on from now.
I mean, that's what niggas have been saying. People respect actions. People.
Yeah, people don't respect talk. Yeah, exactly. Talk is cheap.
Talk is cheap. Exactly. Well, on that note, man, we going to wrap this up.
When I pull up on a nigga, tell that nigga baby. I'm too good with the words, watch a nigga bad track. If I die, all I know is I'm a motherfucking legend. It's too late for my city, I'm the youngest nigga reppin'. Oh my God, oh my God, if I die.